soul to soul and spirit to spirit. Greetings from your invisible self. Age after age, lifetime after lifetime, I have waited for your recognition, waited for you to realize I am at the center of your being. Now, at last, you are turning within to find that I have been with you always. I and the Father are one. All that God is, I am. When I told you I and the Father are one, I was speaking as the I at the center of all being. I was speaking as the I at the center of your being. I and the Father are one. I and God are one. God is that which I am. I am God. The poet said, closer than breathing, nearer than hands and feet. If you only rest from all thought taking, rest from the human mind, then you will know me as an experience. Jesus spoke of the Father within, God within, and Peter said, show us the Father. That was when I spoke through Jesus' lips. And I said, Peter, have I been so long a time with you, and thou hast not known me? And now I speak to you. Have I been so long a time with you, and you have not known me? I am within you this very moment. Come hither within your inner temple. Stand still and see my salvation. Stand very still when I say that I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I mean that I am thee. You thought you were a human being. You thought you had a separate life. And so you tried to provide for that life, build for that life, plan for that life. And all the time I have been waiting within you. I have meat to eat that ye know not of. I have hidden manna. Do not labor in vain to build a house. Let me build a house. I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Learn to come here within and only be still. Be oh so still. And hear my voice. To him that overcomes will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and to overcome is to come up over the thinking mind. That which is real is revealed to you in the silence. To him that overcomes, to him that comes up over, will I give a stone upon which is written a new name. That name is the living presence of God, which no man knows about, saving he that receiveth it. You now know your hidden name. That name is I. Before there was a body here on earth, I was your identity. I formed your body. I formed your mind. And you took unto yourself a name and an earthly identity. And identified yourself as the body and the mind. But that never changed your true identity. That never changed the I of God, which is your true self. And now the false self must die. The false self must surrender. The person, the persona, the mask, must surrender self-will. In order that I might function, that which I created. I have come to claim that which I made. I have come that you might have my life. And now you must die and be born again. Born into the awareness of your I identity. You are, in truth, the temple of the living God, and God is in its temple. And the temple was not made by hands. God is a spirit, you are that spirit. You were never born. You cannot die. Before Abraham was, you existed. And even after the end of the world, you exist. The end of the world is simply the end of a belief in a human self. I within you am you. I am your neighbor. I am the animals you know and love. I am the planet you live on. I am the visible and the invisible. You have given names to everything, but there is only one. There is only one name, and that name is I. I, God. If you let me, I will put the robe upon you of your Christhood, of the very presence of God. I will put the ring upon your finger of the authority of God. I made you in my image and likeness. And all these other concepts I never made. You call yourself Bill or Judy, Laura, or Kim, Dennis, or Mark, or Matt, or Chris. And I never made those people. I am still I. And you see me as those people. Look now past the people. Look now into the invisible. I am here. I am there. I am everywhere. Where is the temple not made with hands? Everywhere. that you are that temple. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth I unto you. And the world shall pass away and roll up like a scroll, but my peace endureth forever. And that peace is right here within you. Come now within and receive my peace. God is a spirit, omnipresent spirit. You are that omnipresent spirit. Spirit is your identity. Everywhere on this earth, spirit is right this moment. Everywhere on this earth, the eye of you is in every plane, in every dimension. Spirit is in every plane, in every dimension. You are way, way back before Abraham, before the foundation of the world, spirit is there now. You are spirit. You are there now. Way, way, way in the future, after the end of this world, spirit is now. You are that spirit. And after the end of the world, you are now. Everywhere in the astral plane, your spirit is. In every heaven, your spirit is. On every plane, your spirit is. Throughout all galaxies, throughout all universes, your spirit is. In the invisible, in the visible, your spirit is. At the center of infinite God, your spirit is. And everywhere that God is, God being spirit, your spirit is. Spirit has never been born. You have never been born. Spirit has always coexisted with God because Spirit is God. You have always coexisted with God because you are that Spirit. The mind has formed a body, but behind that mind image, spirit is now, and in and throughout and surrounding and transcending that image, your spirit. Your spiritual identity is. Infinite. Omniscient. Omnipotent. Your spiritual identity is. Your new name is Spirit. You are the Spirit of the living God. There remaineth a rest to those who have discovered that Spirit is what I am. Spirit is neither male nor female. You are neither male nor female. Spirit has no age. You have no age. Spirit has no race. You have no race. Spirit is eternally now. You do not live in time. Time is a construct of the mind. Step out of the mind and into the now of spirit. You are spirit. You are outside of time. You are outside of body. Spirit is infinite. You are spirit. You are outside of space. Timeless, spaceless, nameless. You are that infinite spirit. In the silence, as you let all concepts go, feel now your own infinite spirit self, permeating everything, everywhere. Every wind. I, the living spirit, and you are one. You are life eternal, life everlasting, life infinite, life now. I am the life that you are. You are the life of your children. Spirit is the life of your children. You are the life of your parents. Spirit is the life of your parents. You are the life of your grandparents. Spirit is the life of your grandparents. You are the life of your neighbors, near and far. Spirit is the life of your neighbors. You are the life of every living being on this planet, whether appearing as friend or enemy. Spirit is the life of every living being on this planet. That which you have been seeking, you are. You are the living spirit of God. are nameless, formless, boundless. Do I love you? Because I am you, and I am love. Love is my nature, but I am you. Love is your nature, turn within, feel the presence of your spiritual identity. Just feel it. I am here. Ye think not, I am coming. My grace is upon you. My grace is within you. My grace is throughout your infinite being. My grace is you. You are awakening out of your dream. You are becoming aware of my presence at the center of your being. But now you know my presence is your presence. One presence. One omnipresence. One omnipresent spirit. Yes, it is my pleasure to give you the kingdom. The kingdom in which God dwells. That kingdom is your spiritual presence, and I dwell in your spiritual presence. I am your spiritual presence. I am you. take the conscious awareness of your very own spiritual presence with you everywhere, in any circumstance, in any appearance, in any world, on any plane, in any dimension, in any universe, in any state of mind, in any stage of consciousness, in any life form, I am there. Now be aware consciously of your own spiritual presence. This day, this second, this moment, you have been born again. Take your new name, your new identity, Spirit, with you. Let it be you. When Jesus was ascended and told his disciples that he had overcome the world, he had come up over the world, when he first appeared to them in the upper chamber, that is in their own inner temple, their own inner chamber, the first words out of his mouth were the words that I spoke. And they were these: Receive ye the Holy Spirit. And so I say unto you, here within, receive ye your own holy spiritual presence. I am you. And you are now the Christed One, the one that knows your true identity, the one that knows the secret I am. Without a blemish, perfect in awareness of God. Never born, never dying, never living in one particular place. Infinite omnipresence itself. I have chosen you. Now receive ye the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, your infinite spiritual presence. This day, you have received my blessing. Spirit to spirit, and so it is.